Christine, don't go silly on me now.
Oh, hello.
Your big moment has arrived, for goodness sake.
Sorry.
Hey, everybody, it's Christine.
Hello.
Hello, Christine. What do you want to say?
I say I'm an atheist too, but I do believe in Easter and Christmas and everything else. And
what?
I think
how can you believe in them if you're an atheist?
Well, I think everyone wants to feel good about something, and therefore they all like to celebrate something together. It doesn't matter what religion you do, or if you don't believe in anything, you just want to feel good about everybody.
But what exactly do you celebrate, then? The fact it's Good Friday?
You love giving things to other people.
What do you give people?
Easter eggs.
Right. I see. So, we went to all the trouble of spreading worldwide Christianity so Christine could give people Easter eggs. Is this the true meaning of religion?
I know. That's what religion's all about.
A man with half an ounce of sense would know that it's the bunny rabbits that lay the Easter eggs and nothing else.
Not I know. My children actually caught on to this year.
I mean, taking one look at this guy's haircut, you can tell how his brain works, you know what I mean?
Hey, I resent that comment. I resemble that comment.
I resent your haircut and I have to put up with it.
My two children just caught on that there's no bunny rabbit.
What?
What do you mean there's no Easter bunny? Of course there's an Easter bunny.
They just caught on.
There's one in our fridge.
And it's really hard. They realise that the white plastic bag in the fridge is actually me.
So what do you... Okay, so you celebrate Easter by giving people Easter eggs, right?
Yes.
The true meaning of Christianity, of course.
I think Christianity is all about being good to one another, and I think that's all it is, and I think that's all it's ever been.
Well, that is the basis of it, and if you don't do that, then the rest of it's a waste of time.
I think what's wrong with anybody else just being good?
What's wrong with everybody being good?
Yes.
Absolutely nothing.
Why do you have to be killed for not, you know, why do you have to be killed because you're... I mean, what's the matter with... I mean, as long as you've got the right principles, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong... Well, OK, but you don't have to celebrate it, do you? Under the guise of Christianity. Surely that is very hypocritical.
I like celebrating anything.
Do you go to church?
Occasionally.
Aha.
Right, can I ask you a question, Christine? First of all, are you married?
Yes.
Yes, where did you get married?
In a church.
You're a hypocritical old baggage, aren't you now?
I am.
Yeah. Well, why now, isn't that an insult to the church if you don't believe in any of it?
Well, I don't think it's an insult.
I mean, I'd like to get married in a church, but for a particular reason.
Why?
Now, you are really mocking it in a way, aren't you? You're not giving it any respect at all.
I am.
You know you went along there...
My parents love church.
Who?
My parents.
Yes.
Did you marry your parents?
Huh?
Did you marry your parents?
No, I married my husband.
Right, so what have your parents got to do with it?
Well, I didn't like to hurt their feelings.
It wasn't because you thought it'd be lovely in a church, nice setting, all those bricks and everything.
I got a nice white dress and a nice white veil, you know.
There's another spot of hypocrisy. Yes. Enough from you, Christine, thank you very much. Right, we're going to take some messages here on Beacon.
Gino's Dialer Pizza is now open in Stafford Road, Ford Houses.
Wolverhampton, 754, 123.
Yes, Ian Perry. Member of the Kremlin crew, you know, ranting and raving with all his lefty principles, and probably wouldn't be spotted dead living in a tent in Moscow. For fear of a plane landing in Red Square on top of him, no doubt.
What are you on, Stephen? Can I have a glass?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to handle it. let's go back to the... Oh, God, I can't remember who we have here at all. Is it Christine? Can't be Christine. No. Speak.
Simon.
Simon, thank you, Simon. Thank you, Simon.
He knew it all the time, really, Simon.
That's right, yeah. About this Easter business,
yes.
Like any Christian celebration,
yep.
The choice is to the individual. Now, if you want to go out and buy Easter eggs and bunnies and cards and bow down to the capitalists, you know, make their pockets fatter, that's up to you. Or if you want to celebrate Easter in the right way and go out to church, that's your decision. But going back to what you were saying about the licensing laws,
yeah,
you know, why change them? They are antiquated. I mean, I just cannot believe that.
Antiquated? I had a granny who was antiquated.
Yeah, it's the same difference, isn't it?
You never get better from a thing like that.
No. Well, that's right, we don't go any better. We've got to progress forward and so they should alter those laws. I mean, because by closing the pubs earlier, or...
Can I ask why everybody's so besotted with pub hours? Why can't you drink in normal social hours?
It's a holiday.
So what's normal social hours to you, then?
I feel no great need to have a drink late at night.
Only because no one will let you in the pub.
It'll only give me a headache and ruin my performance.
No, so if you...
How can you ruin this performance?
So if you worked all night, right?
Yeah.
Say you work 6 nights a week or 5 nights a week, like I
do. I want to go home to bed like a normal person.
Yeah, and then you want to get up about 10 o'clock. I mean, no, that ain't right. What, a normal person would work nights, would they? That's a different issue.
You sound like one of these thickos talking about the YTS scheme. Oh, it's not right, you know, it's not right. What are you talking about?
The fact is. It's Friday night, right? You want to go on a bender with your mate? It's a holiday. They shut the pubs at 10:30.
Correct.
Because Jesus died on a cross.
That's right.
Out of respect for the Christian community in this country.
Yes, if you didn't want to go to the pub, you wouldn't go.
Yeah.
So the pub wouldn't have no bearing whatsoever.
I'm not asking the Christians to drink with me.
Say, this is a holiday, let's take advantage of it.
Why is everybody so averse to towing the line, for goodness sake?
Towing what line?
Exactly. Towing what line? You can't even see it, can you?
No, I can't.
It's staring you in the face, Simon.
What?
I wish I had forgotten your name altogether.
You're seeing lines now.
Ah, dearie me, son.
What's staring into me face? It must be hitting me that hard, I can't see.
You what?
It must be hitting me that hard, I must be punch drunk. What?
I'm drunk, you see? I knew it. You see, he's got his own home brew going there. I mean, Steve sounds a much more sober guy to me, but I don't know what he's going to say yet.
much more sensible.
Hello, Steve.
You see, he even sounds educated, this one. I mean, there's that posh tone at the end, you know. Go on, then.
Yes, Stephen.
Infringement of rights of yours because the pub's closed 30 minutes earlier.
Yes. Well, tragic.
Well, it's tragic, but don't. I mean, let's say you were a person with a normal job, with a real job, yeah?
Well, as opposed to this joke one.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you'd have Friday off, you'd have Monday off. Okay, so the pub's closed 30 minutes earlier. But it's not a bad swap, is it? I mean, you can get a few cans in and have the babies at home if you really want to.
Yes, but I just don't see why the belief of a minority is introduced and slammed onto the majority. I mean, you must admit, practicing Christians are in a minority in this country.
Yeah, but the point I'm making, I mean, I couldn't care if sort of one bloke thought that, you know, we'll celebrate the fact that the sky is blue once a year if it gave me 4 days off.
Well, it seems to me more relevant than celebrating Easter.
Well, not really, no. I mean, Christina, was it, who was on earlier on with the Easter bunnies?
Yes.
I mean, she had quite a reasonable point, actually, in many ways, because...
The Easter bunny?
Yeah.
Why not have Easter bunny festival, then?
Why not? It doesn't matter, but it's a side effect of Christianity that, you know, so people start giving things, you know, people remember each other, families get together and everything like that, and there's nothing
only,
wrong with that.
Hold on a minute, only because marketing men make them.
That's not strictly true.
Where is the connection between Jesus Christ dying on a cross and an Easter egg?
None at all. What I'm saying is...
I mean, why don't they just sell Jesus-shaped Easter eggs?
Wait. No, don't get hung up about Easter. The thing is that Easter's been celebrated for 2,000 years old or whatever. Yeah, now, okay, so recently it's been commercialised and it's Easter eggs which are the manifestation of that celebration. But it doesn't matter what it is. You know, it is still a time where people like Christmas.
But if I was a Christian, I would see Easter as a big insult to Christianity.
Why?
Because it's totally commercialised and hypocritical.
It doesn't matter.
It ought to be a religious festival.
Yes, it's what you make it. I mean, some people will go to church on Good Friday, they'll go on Easter Sunday, etc., and that will be their meaning. Other people will give Easter eggs and talk about the Easter bunny, etc., and that will be the meaning for them. Either way, they're both enjoying themselves and living a slightly more fulfilled life.
Enjoying themselves?
Yeah,
Christians don't enjoy themselves. It's one of the rules of being in the club, isn't it? Rule one, don't enjoy yourself.
Do Mormons believe in Christianity?
Morons?
Mormons.
Oh, right. I've no idea. I'll ask Donny Osmond next time.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting them off there. I take exception to this discussion the way it's going at the moment.